Hello, everybody. Welcome in once again to Tiny Biscuits, the Talking Puck Podcast. I'm Tom Callahan. Thank you so much for joining me. You can follow me on Twitter at Callahan on Air. And in my Twitter bio, you'll find the link to our Talking Puck Discord. We hope you can join and be a part of things there. It's a growing community, and we can't do it without you. We'd love to have you come on board and talk hockey, especially now the weather's turning cold. The leaves are turning, depending on where you live. Maybe you're even getting a little bit of snow, as I've seen in some parts of the country. And you know what? It feels like hockey weather, but of course, we don't have any hockey weather. We're talking about, when is the return going to happen? Well, maybe January 1st, maybe February 1st, who knows? Talked about that in a couple previous podcasts. And if we get some news on that, we will definitely break it for you. But one of the things that has kind of captured the attention of people out there, and rightly so, it's generating a buzz for all 31 NHL teams right now, is a reverse retro jersey. Now, that sounds like an oxymoron. Is reverse retro actually current? I mean, that's what it sounds like to me. So, all right, the naming convention's a little strange, granted. But Adidas dropped a teaser video on Twitter. And on that video on Twitter, they showed basically a slideshow, if you will, of every team's jersey. And they also did one for every team to release on Twitter as well. But here's the interesting thing. If you haven't figured this out yet, here, let me decode this for you. And the light bulb may go off if you haven't figured this out yet. But as soon as I saw it, I'm like, I see what they're doing here. The number on the back of the jersey is the year they're throwing it back to. So Edmonton has 79 on there. They're going back to the WHA enters the NHL Oilers era. That was the first season for them, 79-80, as well as all the other four teams total, that came in from the WHA and entered the NHL. There are some other interesting throwbacks that are in there. It's leading to a lot of speculation, especially anything that's within maybe the last 25 years when teams already had alternate jerseys. Some teams are asking the question, are we going to see an alternate of the alternate? It's interesting. Vegas, who I happen to cover for VegasHockeyNow.com, their number is 95. And you say, but Tom, the Golden Knights weren't here in 1995. No, but the Las Vegas Thunder of the International Hockey League were. And 94-95, 95-96 were their most successful seasons. So it makes sense to kind of throw it back to that era. I don't know if the striping shown on the slideshow is just generic for every team. In fact, I probably believe it is generic for every team. But that said, it's interesting that a lot of teams are going to throw it back to different eras. For instance, Carolina is getting a Whalers jersey, and I know that that's something, people love the Hartford Whalers, the imagery, there's something about that scrappy underdog small market team that people just still love to this day. So they're going to get a Whalers jersey, and I'm sure that's going to excite people. It also looks like the Avalanche are throwing it back to the Nordiques days, speaking of WHA NHL merger teams. So we're going to see a lot of retro stuff, and it might be the striping and the colors, might be a different logo. Really interested to see what's going to happen. Here's the other thing you need to know about reverse retro jerseys. If you are so inclined and you're looking for something to stuff in your significant other's stocking or a parent or a loved one, niece, nephew, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, whatever, they're coming down on Monday, the 16th of November. So that's why I wanted to put this podcast out there ahead of time. So you can look for those on Monday, November 16th. That appears to be the drop date. Not officially confirmed, but everybody seems to have that as the day they're going to be in store, at least the places that have talked about it. So right now, looking at it from a standpoint of, it's a little bit of buzz for the league, something to talk about, something to debate. I know that we're all going to look at the jerseys, and some people love them, some people hate them. That people sometimes just need to hate or love something just to have something to talk about and hold on to. So next week, it's going to give us something to talk about and hold on to. And maybe we can do a podcast or even a look at the best and worst, because you know, some are going to be really good. Some are going to be well executed. Some of them we're going to roll our eyes at. Some of them we'll probably just chuckle. But this is Adidas trying to spice it up a little bit for the 31 NHL teams, especially in light of, there's nothing else really going on. We're all waiting. We know the NBA is coming back. College football's playing. Pro football's playing. Baseball's obviously in its offseason. There's just nothing out of the NHL yet. And there was talk. There is a Board of Governors meeting today. And today is if you're getting this podcast on Thursday when it drops. There's a Board of Governors meeting today, but it is not expected that at this afternoon's Board of Governors meeting, there will be a plan rolled out. They're saying there should be soon, and it should be presented to the Board of Governors soon, but soon is a very nebulous concept, so we really don't know yet. But in the meantime, you can amuse yourself with speculation, let your mind run rampant with it, and figure out your team what the reverse retro jersey is going to look like. Comments, thoughts, care for a mint? Reach out to me on Twitter, at Callahan on Air. And also, if you like the podcast, you like what you hear, please subscribe. We appreciate you being here. Thank you so much for stopping by. We'll talk to you next time on Talking Puck.